Previously on Spellcheck.
If you five can figure out what he's in town, or what Heffler was in town for, you may be able to track down and apprehend Felix before he strikes. When you say the word auction, he, like, accidentally knocks the quill off of the table. Also, when you said auction, the big burly guy took a step forward.
Geraldine from college?
It was, you and me and, Felix, we all had the same class together. And once you guys are all out, he sort of motions you to sort of like a quieter area, and he says,
I know this must be very weird. My name is Beagle, and all I can say right now in the public is that you and I, all of you, are after the same man.
Have a room at the Copper Plate. You can probably guess why I have a room there. And if you wish, we can discuss this in the Copper Plate rather than out on the street.
Is it because you like dogs?
It is. I do have an affinity for dogs. That is correct.
Good. Corrin has decided that he likes this dude because this dude also likes dogs.
Always trust the dog.
What should we just go now? What time is it? How long were we in there?
So it's probably about, like, noonish. So you got some time before you have to check in.
Marcel just sort of deflates as though the entire last conversation that happened was the worst thing that had ever happened. It's too much social interaction.
Oh.
And just like, yeah, let's go.
We're leaving.
Cool. So yeah, Beagle brings you, like, sort of heads with you guys over to the Copper Plate. He does not, like, if you guys were to try to ask him about, you know, or get any more info from him, he's just going to be like, oh, you know, hold up. We got to discuss that later. But the bartender when you walk in, the bartender sort of waves at you, Nina. And she's like, I need a word with you real fast.
All right.
So she waves you on over, and she says, okay, Nina, you're a great performer. You know that I really, really like when you have concerts here. Last time you were here, you put a charm spell on my cook. And I know that she was into some weird stuff, but, yeah, we're not going to be charming the staff. Like, that's not going to happen again, right?
Oh, no, darling. That was for official government business.
I mean, that's great and all, but we're still not going to be messing with my staff, because otherwise we're going to have trouble, okay?
Of course. Wouldn't dream of it.
Excellent. And I know that my cook apparently now owes you a favor. Choose wisely. Let's put it that way. That's all. That's. I just want to establish that that enchanting my staff is not going to fly.
What about after hours there?
What they do on their own time is up to them, but I sure hope it would be consensual. Let's put it that way.
Always.
Excellent. So yeah, that's all. No, I would deeply appreciate if you didn't scare off the customers, which hasn't been an issue, but also if you did not, you know, put spells on my staff.
Very well.
Beagle sort of ushers you guys all upstairs. Now that you guys like have a minute to sort of like assess, it's a very like tall, burly man. He's got the most jaw-dropping ginger beard that you've ever seen. He almost looks like if Gilderoy Lockhart was a competent human being. He's got like a long thank you. He's got like this long leather coat, he's got a vest, he's got a wide-brimmed hat, very shiny boots, and he carries this very large, very heavy-looking crossbow that's sort of strapped to his back. Basically the guy's overall impressions are these are hands you do not want to catch. So yeah, that is Beagle. And like he brings you all into his room. It's just like, you know, a normal room at the inn. It's got a bed, it's got a table to sit around. He's got actual chairs. He pours everybody like, you know, a bottle of brandy, from a bottle of brandy and sort of offers it around. He sits down and he says, "So I think we are after the same man. One Felix Tidling."
Marcel sort of back to the wall nearest the door, definitely not drinking anything.
Nina watches her go and turns back to their friend.
Trying to think of how to word this. I've used up all of my social interaction for the points.
Uh-oh. This is going to be a very long day for you.
Marcel just sort of asked, "Yes, about that. How are we sure you're not Felix?"
He doubles over laughing, and it's very much like, "Oh, it is to laugh." And he says, "Because I have been hired by his nemesis to track him down and put him back in jail." I'm sure
he has a nemesis.
You have all heard
that
of
is so cool.
The name Bookman, correct?
No.
Oh my god, Gil just told you about Bookman.
Marcel's lying.
Okay.
Corin wasn't paying attention. He was still very suspicious of Gil at the time.
Marcel wants this information. As though she's a fool.
And Beagle sort of, he laughs and he says, "You can see I have my documents, I have my very impressive crossbow, I have sirens going off in the background."
God, are they for us?
Maybe we should run a perception check on his documents. Can I do that?
Yeah, totes.
Yeah, Illyria's just gonna roll. Perception should do it, like, if they're false, I should pick it up, right?
Yeah. Perception
or
investigate?
Perception or insight?
I would say investigate, actually.
Okay. I just rolled a 17.
They're legit. They are. So he sort of tosses his wallet on the table and was like, "Go on, look, go have a look." It is, you know, it's got like pictures of him with his little brother. It's got his license. He is from the land of Koshin. And he, it says, you know, one Beagle bounty hunter. That is his occupation. He says, "I am the finest."
Oh, that's not his last name.
Beagle is his first and his last name.
Beagle
the bounty hunter. Yep. The license confirms he is a bounty hunter. It is completely legit. He's got like some. I would say dollar bills, but I don't think he has those. He's got, you know, like some coins in there. He says, "So, let me put it this way. If I were Felix, right now, Bookman would be in jail and I would be painting myself on a yacht. And that is not the case. However,
you guys want to know, you guys know what he looks like right now, correct? I don't. I know what he's after. I just don't know what, Bookman told me what he's after. I just don't know who he is right now.
What makes you think we know that?
Well, you sure knew who to ask for and what to shop for over at the antiquity dealer. So my guess is that you know, you have a lead of some kind, and I am offering an exchange. I will tell you what he is after if you tell me who I should be looking for.
Well, you want him in jail.
I want my bounty. I want my money.
What jail do you want him in? Does it matter?
As long as I get my money? Not particularly.
Okay, so how do you get your money? Do you take back a receipt?
Bookman will know.
So you want him in jail?
Correct.
And we want him in jail?
Correct.
Perhaps we could do business together as opposed to simply exchanging information.
That could be arranged.
I figure an extra pair of hands, extra pair of eyes, someone more suited to this line of work. You seem to be very knowledgeable.
That is correct. I will say, it will be very difficult for you to apprehend him. The event that he is going to, that I suspect he is targeting, that is going to be very hard for you to get into.
Really? What event is that?
Well, why don't you tell me what he looks like, and I will tell you where we're going.
Marzell just sort of prays down, like, why were you just waiting at the antiquities office?
That's the lead that I have. I mean, you clearly know that he's after some kind of antiquities, how you say. So I was following up that lead.
Well, as long as we're all working together.
Marzell just stares very confused at the wall. It's just,
why don't we make a plan to sort of see if we can't get into this place? It sounds like you can't get in either.
Oh, no, I have my accommodations made already.
Can no one insight check him? She doesn't trust this.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, I am proficient in that. It doesn't matter. I rolled an 11.
as far as you can tell, like, he's telling the truth. Like, he knows where Felix is going to be, and he doesn't know where Felix or what Felix looks like, and he is interested in an exchange of information, and he's amenable to working towards you guys.
Yeah, all right.
Resourceful. I like that.
He picks up his glass of what was it, brandy, port, something like that, and he sort of toasts you, and he says, I will drink to that.
So are we agreeing to this, Marzell asks everyone?
It only seems prudent.
All right. And then Marzell is going to scroll through her spell list. That she can't find. Oh, brain. Marzell just sort of like makes a sound, alters self into Heffler. Helfer?
Heffler?
Heffler?
Heffler.
Heffler? Hugh Hefner. I turn into Hugh Hefner.
Beagle gasps and he goes, oh, you look so businesslike, my God.
Oh, Lord.
He says,
thank you.
Is that Helfler? Oh, that sly dog. Oh, of course. No one's seen him in days. Oh, that's so good. Oh, that genius.
This is the most uncomfortable Marzell has ever been.
No one is delighted.
Beagle is visibly upset. He's like, oh.
But how did you find out? How did you know? Wait, do not tell me. You found one of the bottles?
Found an orc in a bottle.
Yeah. Oh, motherfucker.
Marcel nods.
Where did you find it?
Where was it? I don't remember.
Nearby.
Oh, motherfucker. Okay, well, fair is fair. So, surely you noticed how shifty as fuck the clerk got when you mentioned an auction. Yeah? Mm? There's...
Yes.
So, as you may have guessed, not all antiquities are acquired above the board.
Well, the best things in life aren't necessarily legal.
Yes. Well, that is why I have a job. That is correct. Anyway, there is an auction taking place tonight. It is for... I am assuming that is what drew Heffler in. There has been a... There have been some rumors that they are selling something tonight. I don't know what it is, but it is going to be a higher class affair than usual. So it is an invite-only auction. I have an invitation that you could attempt to forge, to make your own, or to replicate. But you will also need some disguises to get in, because you are not getting in looking like the way you do now. But the five of us, the six of us should be able to, now that I know what he looks like, should be able to pin down Felix as this auction and bring him in.
Where is this auction being held, and who's hosting it?
It is being held off the books by the Antiquities Guild. They will never officially acknowledge it, but they are all aware that it's happening. I will have to escort you, because the way in is a little tricky unless you know the way. You have to. You need an invitation, and you need a password. But stick with me, and you'll be fine. Or you can try to break in on your own.
Who all's attending this little shindig?
The hoity-toity, the well-to-do, the well-heeled. Essentially, rich people who do not give a fuck. That is who's coming. People who want to acquire a lot of things. People who want to deal things. People who wish to collect things. This auction will have, like, these auctions typically have jewelry, artifacts. The fact that, like, normally they advertise the key piece, like the piece de resistance. God, I don't speak French. But this.
I love that this was the choice you made.
Yeah, I'm regretting it on so many. I am so locked in. They normally advertise the biggest draw, and this time. It is a mystery, so anyone who would be who would normally come to these things to spend a lot of money, but this time they don't know what they're spending it on. So you'll get a whole bunch of people.
I'm almost offended that an invitation didn't make its way into my hands.
I mean, this was
to be fair. We have been in jail for a while.
And this was procured for me by Bookman.
I'm still who I am.
No one kind of looks down at her dress that has, like, holes in it and just kind of sighs and says, I'm not fancy enough for this.
Marcel just shrugs, still in an orc form, business orc.
Maybe derelict is back in style.
Fancy people always have
maybe
slightly less fancy servants following them around.
What?
I'm not being a servant.
Well, however you guys decide to do this, let's reconvene in a couple hours, and we will head to the auction together. If you want, you have an invitation you can attempt to replicate. Otherwise, it is up to you.
Alira walks forward and... Can I see the invitation?
Yeah, go right ahead. Have a party. Go wild.
Okay. Should I roll a perception check just to see what it looks like exactly?
If you're going to do what I think you're going to do, I don't think you need to roll anything.
Okay. So I just sit down at, his desk and... Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I replicate, 6 perfect forgeries, I guess? Should I roll anything?
I know. So this is...
Do we need to change the name on them?
Yeah, right. Let's...
Is that a game, Amy?
That'll make this a little bit more interesting. Let's have you roll... sleight of hand, as weird as that sounds. Or either...
Okay.
I feel like a sleight of hand will do it,
I rolled a 23.
Yeah, these are fucking perfect. These have...
Yes. Can Illyria just, invent the most absurd names for, each of the one in the party?
Yeah, 100%.
Everyone gets the most ridiculous names. Yes, good.
Now, here's a question. Do you guys want to decide your own names, or do you want to have her invent them?
Nina's name, her actual name, will probably do a lot more good than a made-up one.
Yeah, Alira definitely doesn't change Nina's lame name because she's scared of her. So she doesn't mess with Nina. She just leaves it alone, and the rest is just ridiculous.
I mean, she didn't kill somebody by cussing them the fuck out.
That's true. That is true. You cursed a ghastly boy to death. It was great.
Marcel would never be okay with having someone else name her.
Oh. I will say that if, oh god, the accent is creeping in occasionally. I will say that if the names are something like Fart McPoopy Face, then that's definitely going to get picked up on.
Damn.
Okay. Foran renames himself Foran Frostlight.
Oh dear lord.
Beagle just sort of looks at that and he's like, that's weird. Alright. You do you, I guess.
It's a great name. No one will ever suspect.
Yeah, got me. I'm so fooled.
Marcel uses the name... Jesus, I had other names. Where's my... Enid Malin.
Should you write this down? Because, none of us will probably remember this. It's just I'm 90% sure it just would happen.
No one looks concerned, and she says, why do I need a false name? No one's gonna know who I am anyway.
We'll know who you are. Oh, that doesn't mean anything touching.
So? And?
Do orcs blush?
Alright, I added the fake invite to my inventory. One invite with the name Florin Frostlight.
I really hope you just keep changing the name each time.
I will say if you guys use your own name, that may come back.
Are jail records public?
I would say that some of you have more notorious crimes than others, but...
Oh.
But also,
no one changes her mind.
Also, just as a point of order, I'm a huge fan of Chekhov's guns. So if you give me something to work with, some of you guys have already given me some things that are going to crop up later on.
God.
In fact, a lot of you. A lot of things.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. Foreshadowing tragic backstories.
Uh-huh.
No, you know what? Nolan's going to stick to her name.
All right.
We're going to see where this train goes.
It's a good character choice.
Oh, I'm so excited about this train.
Nina's using her name because it already came up in the shop, and it just makes sense that the Gam would show up if one were in town.
Mm-hmm.
Marzell turns back into Marzell and just, like, shakes it off.
Oh. Illyria, are you going to change your name?
I think so. I think it might be a good idea. She changes her name to, I don't know, Taylor Swifter. That's what I've been listening to all day, so you guys can't judge me, that's all.
Excellent. All right, so...
Thank you.
You all have invitations now.
Well, Rockwell didn't have any confidence.
Right? Beagle was like, well done, you have, I'm very impressed with your forgery skills. I am in fact a little too impressed. How exactly did you end up on this guy's trail anyway?
Favors for friends.
I see. Well, you are still not going to get in the door looking like that. You might as well have an invitation that says Farty McPoopface.
Illyria's tied chicken, and then she just picks up her bag and takes out her disguise kit. Can I use this on other people or just me? Is that an actual question? I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure. You're right. So. Poor Illyria has the misfortune of being the exact same, or having the same background as I do in my other D&D game, so I know how it works. I'm pretty sure it's...
Oh, crap.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure it's just you. Because otherwise that would just... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the train, Emily.
It's the train!
Oh, no.
It's an impending... it's an impending traffic accident.
Marzell sort of raises his hand and says, which ones of us have mending or relevant magical abilities?
Not me.
Don't we have these nifty little seals for this sort of thing?
Well, wait, what time is the auction? Marzell asks.
So Beagle kind of laughs and he says, you have these little medallions from Lord Rockwell himself. I did not know I was dealing with the law. You could definitely bring those to an illegal auction and they will definitely let you right in.
As in to get clothing, my dear.
Oh.
Not to go into the illegal auction.
I mean, if you then want to tell Lord Rockwell that you abused your medallion of authority to get to force merchants to turn over property to you.
Marzell's sort of annoyed at this point. Like, what time is the auction?
It is a little past sundown.
All right. So we run to check in and get better clothes.
Fine.
Nina's clothes are probably good, yes?
That's yeah, sweet. I would say, like, Nina, you've got, like, the star power, so, like, if you show up, you could show up in, like, jorts, and they'd be fine.
But she's not going to.
Yeah.
She's not.
Jorts.
Right.
Jutes.
Jutes.
Jutes are the new jorts.
Oh. We could maybe ask Daddy if we can go shopping.
Oh, can you call him that to his face? Because I want to see what happens.
It would be my pleasure.
Margot's thrilled.
I also have some gold.
I have money.
Before you all rush off to worsen your relationship with Lord Rockwell, yeah,
I would... Video Sephora! Eyeliners!
Okay, sorry. Corrin pulls out his money sack and says, we could use this to buy clothes.
Yeah, I would like... I will strongly remind you that you all have money.
Put that away.
Marzell had totally forgotten the concept of having money.
Oh. Beagle says,
very well.
Yeah, you could. You just have to gussy up a little. I mean, the holes are perhaps a bit of a giveaway in your outfits. So, yeah. Just
listen.
Meet me downstairs.
For the aesthetic.
Meet me downstairs after you're done, before sundown, and we'll be good.
Let's go check in then.
And it's like,
and then go shopping.
It's a little like, it's probably about like noon 30 right now, 12:30, one-ish. So you guys have a couple hours.
So we should go shopping first, maybe.
Sweet.
Yes.
Let's. I love shopping.
All right. So shopping montage. The five of you.
Which song yep. is gonna play on the shopping montage? This is very important.
Carly Rae Jepsen, 100%.
Yes. Oh my god, yes, this is everything I asked for.
Right.
I'm so thankful.
God, which Carly Rae though? I don't know, what goes best with swords? Let's say you spend
anything. Carly Rae Jepsen right. is like God. I don't care. So.
Yeah, I think it's I really, 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 really like you. That's just playing in the montage. You each spend 3 gold. You Earl. Let's say if you are going to buy a disguise. Let's just say let's dock 3 gold. But other than that, yeah, you have a sweet ass disguise, and I want you guys to tell me what you are wearing to this fancy ass auction.
I'll go.
Cool. Is there a theme?
Just shifty as fuck, but rich as fuck.
Corn is
rich as fuck.
Yeah.
Corn is essentially wearing the same thing he always wears, but he got his breastplate polished. And he found a very luxurious velvet cape.
Oh, yes.
And the fanciest hat he could find.
What color is that velvet cape?
It's like a nice midnight blue.
Yes, it
is. On the outside, but the end, like it's crushed velvet on the outside, and the underside is actually like a lined silk.
Yes.
And it's got like a gray paisley on it.
Oh, yes.
And then he also got like a matching cap with a peacock feather in it. And some like elbow-length opera gloves, because he's quite clueless, and he thought they were cool. But they actually split a little bit because they were too small for him. So just like right around his elbows, they split a tiny bit. But he still feels very fancy.
So you're basically Will Turner at the end of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh no.
I mean, he's old. Corn is so much less weaselly than Will Turner. Okay. Let's be fair.
So you're a beefier Will Turner. Fair.
Corn is just like Thor at the opera.
The Thorpera. Excellent.
The Asgardian opera, yes.
No. No. I'm just gonna
turn. He also trims his beard.
Ooh, fancy. All right. Nina, are you gonna change or are you gonna keep what you got?
Nina definitely changed. Essentially, if you've seen the movie Van Helsing, she's wearing what Princess Anna wears to the masquerade party.
Yes.
Which is essentially that gorgeous dress cinched waist with little ruffles over the shoulders. It's red with a little bit of brocade under a couple of skirts. Poofy, lovely. And white satin gloves up to her elbows.
Yes. Fabulous. All right. Marzell, what are you gussying up with for tonight?
Marzell will be using magic to change her appearance.
Very
frugal.
Looking
for an example. Oh, come on, internet. Essentially, Marzell is going to be assuming the appearance of like a human female, moderate height, fairly slender, in a very nice sort of what would be considered a business, like very, very fancy black suit of like this is clearly someone who's been sent here to speak on someone else's behalf.
Mmm. Very business. So,
yeah, so she looks like the middle person. So you know how, like, the suits Lucy Liu wears on Elementary?
Yes.
That's what Marzell is going for.
Sold. Excellent.
Marzell is there to be stoic and businessy.
Awesome. All right, Illyria, what are you putting on? Who are you wearing tonight?
Yes, I'm so thankful. No, just kidding. Okay. Illyria is just wearing very simple. She's very simple on green, dark green dress, but it has basically it's slit open at the skirts, so Ooh. She's wearing pants underneath.
Okay.
Yeah, and she can hang her daggers. Like, it's very discreet. Like, and she's wearing her daggers, and nobody, like, can actually see them, but that's fine. But she's very Taylor Swift on There Will Be, oh my god, I'm just forgetting literally everything, but, basically Taylor Swift on Bad Blood, just imagine that. I'm great. And she dyed her hair blonde with her disguise kit.
Excellent.
Very
And Nolan, what are you doing?
So no one panics.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And so... No, it's fine, guys.
Oh, no.
She just goes for something that's not black. But
what?
So, no, it's fine, guys. So she gets, like... It's not a very exciting dress, and it's not a very exciting color. It's, like, the most boring green you can think of.
Oh.
It's like
but,
the knockoff but, version of Taylor Swifters.
Yeah. But in a last ditch effort, she gets a ton of jewelry.
Oh. And,
like a lot. And like, I feel like she already wears jewelry in her horns, but like normal ramped up to 11.
It's like a chandelier at this point.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. Excellent. All right. So yeah, you guys meet Beagle at the or in the main area of the copper plate, and he sort of like does the once over, and he's like, "You have sure made some fashion choices, and you may have to live with those, but it'll get you in." All right. Everyone follow me. Did you guys, I take it you guys stopped in by the guard post as well in your shopping montage?
Of course.
Yes.
Was there anything that you guys wanted to ask the guards, anything you guys wanted to pass on to Lord Rockwell to be like a message to be sent, anything of that nature, or are you good to go?
We have a lead and then an exaggerated double wink. And it's imperative that whoever passes that on does the exaggerated double wink.
You've damned some poor man. excellent. So yeah, all right, the message is passed on. All right, so Beagle leads you guys out into out of the copper plate. It is, you know, night is sort of falling. The actually, since it's a couple weeks into like January, the night fell kind of on the earlier side too, so you know it's cold out. It is the lamplights are on, the snow is falling, it's very pretty. He leads you guys into the temple district, which is a little bit further up the hill. And there are all kinds of temples around. There's the Temple of Tyr, which is like just huge and imposing and looks very sort of, you know, very much like Lord Rockwell, like it was born with or made with a stick up its ass. There's the, there's like temples to different gods and goddesses. Roll perception for me.
Corrin gets a 14.
Nice.
Nolan rolls a 4.
Nice. Jeff Illyria rolls a 6.
And it's a red.
Nice.
And Nolan actually rolled a 1.
With an 18.
Oh.
So,
Nolan notices nothing.
Yeah, Nolan, you're definitely not looking at this way, but...
Lyra is definitely looking at her dress, and right. She's very, or her reflection. I'm not sure at this point. Either way, it will do.
Corin and Marzell, you notice sort of down one of the alleyways, the Temple of the Raven Queen is sort of not boarded up, but it's been like sort of cordoned off, and no one seems to be inside.
Question.
Uh-huh.
As we pass, can we tell, like, is the Raven Queen's temple damaged, or is it just like it still seems pristine, it's just boarded up, or like it looks abandoned? Like, what do we notice as we go by?
You notice that it's been cordoned off, and I would say there's enough snow piled up on it that you can't really tell if it's like anything other than that. You do see that there aren't any footprints going in and out of the temple in the snow.
Corin finds that slightly sad. And a little bit, a little bit depressing.
Fair. So Beagle goes right past that and leads you guys to a small sort of cozy looking chapel that is dedicated to Timora and Bashaba.